David Brenner is a registered representative of and offers securities through SCF Securities Incorporated and member of FINRA SIPC, 155 East Shaw Avenue, Suite 102, Fresno, California, 93710. Investment advisory services offered through DM Brenner & Associates. SCF Securities Incorporated and DM Brenner & Associates are not affiliated. David's comments, opinions, and or representations are for informational purposes only and are not necessarily those of SCF. They are not meant and or intended to be a recommendation to buy and or sell securities, nor an offer to buy or sell securities.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. So happy it's Thursday. It's ESPN 1700 AM, the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Big Mac David McKelvin,
and myself, Ryan White. Gentlemen, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too, Ryan.
And to our wives.
Yes, and to our wives.
Exactly.
Wait. Yeah. I don't have one of those. So.
Okay. In studio, Dave Brenner. With DM Brenner & Associates, he is a registered investment advisor, but I'm going to call him a financial concierge today.
Good description.
And certainly a client advocate. Dave, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
And I'd like to bring in Rich Gaines. I got to tell you, this guy has the perfect name with Legacy Legal. Rich Gaines, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Today we're going to talk about the 7 steps to building generational wealth, the 9 rules to building generational wealth, the 7 habits to building generational wealth, the 3 mistakes you must not make, the 7 reasons you have to take action now, the 5 things to know, and the 5 questions you have to ask Richard Gaines.
All within a 20-minute time segment, yeah.
You might not get to all of it, right?
No.
That is Richard Gaines' Guide to Building Generational Wealth. Richard also has a book here. Generations, My Family Treasure, Preserving the Story, History, and Facts of My Family. Giving away his book also later on the show. Additionally, Dave Brenner here is going to talk to us about the changing role of the financial advisor and where simply picking a stock is not enough anymore. That has definitely changed. And really, what does it mean to be more of a concierge? And that's what I'm going to call you today, the concierge. And
I like that.
I think that is a different avenue we need to approach.
Absolutely. I mean, in today's economy, the whole financial world is changing. It's getting more and more personal, more of this family office stuff we're seeing show up.
Yeah, a lot of advisors are moving out of the big group environment and going independent and focusing much more on client relationship. And that's been a big change for both the client and the industry.
Well, so let's hit this right off the get-go. You know, why is it that people would go out and seek a financial advisor?
Well, it used to be that we had to go seek the clients. Unfortunately, over the last 25 years of my being in the industry, we've seen a big shift in consumer awareness. We have the media to thank for that, publications, and now especially the internet.
How about the economy?
And the economy. A lot more volatility, a lot of changes. We had a pretty stable environment. As Rich can talk to, you know, tax law was pretty consistent for a long time. And then in the 80s, we started to have tax law change every year. And so all of those changes cause people to seek us out. And then there's their own triggering events, as we call them. Job changes, marriage, divorce, birth of a child. Something happens in their life that makes them think,
absolutely,
I got to start thinking about the future.
Life situations are showing up all the time.
Yeah, I would imagine when the market was going along hunky-dory, I mean, day traders was everywhere.
Everybody was happy.
Throw a stone, you'd find a day trader or a realtor,
right,
for that matter.
And everybody was an
expert.
There
was a lot of us out there at that time, right?
A lot of us out there, and you couldn't go wrong. But that changed, and all those day traders are now doing something else, have real jobs, let's say, and perhaps people are more interested in seeking the advice as opposed to doing it on their own.
Well, the world's gotten more complex as well, so having the financial advisors to really be able to guide you and lead you in the direction and give you the information that's necessary for your success, I think is really important to
idea. Why not? If you've got a financial advisor that's worth his weight in gold and he's making you more money than it costs you to actually have him, why wouldn't you have that kind of advice?
And that's the value proposition. There has to be a value added. And if there's not, then, yeah, do it yourself. But we think there's a value to it.
Well, why doesn't everybody have one?
Well, it's intimidating. First of all, in order for the financial planning process to be effective, the client has to kind of be willing to financially undress and acknowledge their fears and their goals and talk about their failures. And that can sometimes be a little challenge to their ego. So you've used the term financial concierge. I oftentimes refer to myself as a financial therapist because there's that human side to the process.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. We're on the line with David Brenner, DM Brenner & Associates, financial advisor, but really more of a concierge. The helpline here, 888-551-2593, 888-551-2593 for any questions you might have. And we're going to get a little bit more into his concierge services here. But before we do, what is it that someone, okay, I determine perhaps I need an advisor. What should I look for?
Well, we think the big key is that personal rapport. There's a lot of us out there. There's a lot of really good ones. And there's a lot of different styles and philosophies. So, you know, apart from the fact, obviously, of finding somebody who's knowledgeable and experienced, you need to make sure that you have somebody who's aligned with you, that gets you, that understands you. We like to think that we have two ears and one mouth for a reason, that initially you should listen more than you talk, and you should ask more questions than you should answer. And financial planning involves a lot more than just the numbers. You need to find somebody that understands you and listens and works down that path.
That's a great point, Dave, because we find in the legal industry that we have the same kind of challenges that people come to the attorneys, and they see it more as a transaction, almost a commodity, if you will. You know, what do I get? How cheap is it? And, you know, how fast will you do it? As opposed to really the advisory role and having those two ears and one mouth and listening to the needs and the concerns and what's meaningful and the real fears of the clients that they have and how they achieve those dreams that they're hoping for.
Very true.
Do you find that people interview a lot of different advisors, or do they kind of go with a referral?
I think there's both, obviously. We encourage people to interview multiple advisors as they go through the search process because we do think that style alignment is very important. We're fortunate that all of our new clients do come from existing clients, referrals, and personal relationships. But there's a wealth of options out there. The media is full of advertisements and, you know, these do-it-yourself services and the E-Trades and so on and so forth. But you should talk to several people and make sure that you find somebody that is aligned with you.
Well, I can see someone in your position recommending that, but do people usually do that?
It varies on the person. There are some people that put a lot of faith in the referral and the existing relationship, and that's sufficient for them. There's also the style of people that do the research and do their homework and will go out and talk to multiple people. And both work. It's just whatever works for them.
What is your style? I'm curious. I mean,
I've gotten a lot of clients through existing relationships and referrals. I've been doing this a long time.
28 years.
I think David's more asking about your investment philosophy.
Well, to a great degree, we believe that the markets take care of themselves. The markets are efficient. It's really difficult for the advisor to improve performance. There's a concept that's called advisor alpha, meaning how much does the investment person really make things better? We don't necessarily believe there's a lot of advisor alpha. Our value added comes more from this relationship we've been talking about. So we think that doing the investment is better done by the large institutions. They're expert at that on a daily basis, and let us work on those relationship oriented aspects of the financial planning process.
I can see that.
Yeah, that's really important. You know, I've seen that when families come together and they really have a lot of, they set their goals and they set their vision as to what they want, that it really gives you an opportunity to be able to execute on that in terms of how the portfolio might look. And then, as you said, letting those money managers really take care of the nuts and bolts.
Exactly, yeah.
What amount of money does someone, or investable money, does someone need before it really makes sense to go out and interview and seek and strip my financial clothing off of?
It again, that varies too. We work with a wide range of clients, and it can be, you know, clients we've had for a long time that are transitioning to retirement, where their assets were tied up in pension plans, 401ks for a long time, and now they're moving into retirement phase where they have to become more responsible. We also are fortunate that we're into multiple generations now, and we're working with the children of clients we've worked with for a long time who are just starting out funding their 401k. We're most helpful with business owners and self-employed individuals and people nearing retirement. That's a big segment of our market.
Are you looking more for figuring out what people expect that they're going to need at the end of retirement and then reverse engineering that by saying, okay, we feel that you're going to get X return over time based on the market, right? And so put $500 a month into this account, and in the end, you're going to have enough money to retire. Is that?
That's actually a really good question, because there's two parts to that. One is, yes, absolutely. If you don't have a financial plan, as Yogi Berra said, you might get there. You might not get there. So, yes, you do have to, using your term, reverse engineer it. And this is where the goal setting process begins. You know, what type of lifestyle do you expect in retirement? Is it going to be similar to your lifestyle now? Is it going to be more luxurious? Is it going to be more modest? And then backing into that based on assumptions about your risk tolerance and your profile. The other piece of it that's really important is, and we saw this after the financial meltdown of 2008, there was, for most of my career, discussion about building assets, building net worth, building your portfolio. And now the shift has gone much more to talking about income. People want to know what they're going to live off of.
That's a scary proposition for a lot of people as they're getting older. Am I going to be able to have enough income for the rest of my life, especially when the age of people living is now 90, 100?
Certainly moving up there, isn't it?
It's moving up there.
There's a lot of advances right now. And not only that, but a lot of people expect that when they retire, that their tax base is going to drop. And in some cases, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
May even stay the same.
The helpline, 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. We are live here with Dave Brenner of DM Brenner & Associates and Rich Gaines. Dave is going through the changing role of financial advisor. And when we come back, we're going to dig in really deep and figure out what this financial concierge, get some examples, what a financial concierge provides. Talk about Richard's book, My Family Treasure, Preserving the Story, History, and Facts of My Family, and go through,
steps, rules, habits, mistakes, reasons, things, and questions when we get back.
Welcome back, 1700 AM. ESPN, it's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Big Mac David McKelvin,
and myself, Ryan White. We are honored, gentlemen, to have in studio with us David Brenner with DM Brenner & Associates. David, again, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Also, Rich Gaines is here. I've been looking forward to this show a long time. Welcome to the show, Rich.
Thank you, guys. Great to be here.
Before the break, we were talking about the changing role of a financial advisor, and we brought up this concept and kind of been hammering on it of a financial concierge. And really, that seems like that's one of the things that you're touting as what may set you apart.
It has changed the industry a lot. There was a long time where the focus was on investments and how good of an investment advisor were you. And we've seen with all the changes in the marketplace and the tax law changes and the changes in the economy and lifestyle changes, it has become much more important to be more comprehensive, more holistic, and more service-oriented in the process.
Well, let's be clear. You still have a focus on gains, right? The income and returns are still what you do.
At the end of the day, yes. How we get there has changed.
Great.
But I think what you're really saying is one size doesn't fit all. You're looking at the individual situation and making a plan that works for them.
That's very important. It's very critical that you look at each client individually, because they all have different needs, different backgrounds, different goals, different fears. And if you're selling a cookie cutter, you're really not doing financial planning.
So when I'm at my hotel, my Four Seasons hotel in Maui, the concierge which gets me tickets to the snorkeling event. But
it's a tax
write-off,
what
is it that a financial concierge does?
Well, Rich and I were talking before the show about how intense our practices were prior to the fiscal cliff resolution, the last couple months of last year. We were in the fog. We didn't know how things were going to turn out. We had clients trying to make big decisions about important things and doing it in the dark, because there were three real scenarios. There was no agreement and everything went back to the pre-Bush eras. There was some agreement that was onerous, or there was an agreement that we finally ended up with that was moderate. And there was a lot of smoke before the end of the year, but no fire. We knew we were dealing with changes in capital gains rates, changes in ordinary income rates, and then some possible big changes with estate planning, as Rich knows.
And one of the things that we found is that in working with clients, our tack is maybe just a bit different, that we don't focus necessarily on all the details of the things. But as Dave was pointing out, we really start looking at the people, and we talk about how in this society we're so overregulated. You know, people are taking a pill for every pain. They have problems all over the place. And so when we start looking at how can we be more effective at providing those solutions, how can we create a better life for these people, how can we look at what their real purpose is about, that this is the kind of message that when we talk to the clients, then we have the concepts about the fiscal cliff and what that means, and we can get more clarity on how to actually integrate those two things.
We are here live with Dave Brenner, DM Brenner and Associates. The helpline, 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. So Dave, give me some concrete examples. What do you do?
Well, one of the recent ones, we had a client that came in and we were working on her retirement plan. She had retired several years ago, and we realized that we hadn't really addressed the Social Security issue because she was only 62 at this point. And it came up in discussion that she had been divorced many years ago but had been married for a long time. The whole discussion of how to take her Social Security benefits became the meat of the discussion. And we realized that she was eligible for benefits on her spouse's earnings before mm-hmm. she reached age 65, because he was already over that age, without affecting her Social Security benefits.
Fantastic. Now, so you got some found money right there.
Some found money. And we all know, or most of us in the industry know, that if you have an older spouse who reaches normal retirement age, the younger spouse is eligible for her spousal benefit without affecting benefits on her income. But we had learned through this case that the divorce client was able to get benefits as well. So Social Security planning, especially when you're transitioning into that retirement age, is very, very important to make sure you maximize the benefits.
So you're able to help this, I guess, ex-wife reap the benefits that her ex-husband had paid into the system prior to her reaching the age 62.
Prior to her reaching 65.
Age. Mm-hmm. And then after 65, she'd get her own.
She'd get her own full benefit.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It was a really, really good case. Had another client who retired from, actually hadn't retired, but had reached a normal retirement age, was eligible for Social Security, and just on his own turned the switch on and started taking his benefits while he was still making a six-figure salary. Well, all of a sudden, his Social Security benefits started coming in. He was all happy, not realizing that it was throwing him into a higher tax bracket, that 85% of that Social Security benefit was subject to income taxes.
Whoa.
And that he, by taking this money before he needed it, was reducing his future benefit by 8% a year. Now, fortunately, he was still in the first year. He was able to turn that switch off, defer the Social Security for the years until he really needed it, and get more benefit at a lower tax rate in the future.
You know, I tell you, one of the things that really comes to mind that really is clear to me is that when we're sitting back and we're trying to create generational wealth, what we're really looking at is the fact that the government is not your friend. I mean, they've got weapons of mass destruction, right? I mean, they're the
wow,
physical.
Wow, that is Dave McKelvin out there.
I'm running for office. I stand for change.
Drones.
Right now, right? I mean, it's this physical cliff, which we talked about, right? This is just it's an issue for everybody. I mean, you look at the state of California right now and the situation it is in financially. We've got people that are selling their house to move out of here. We've got people that are deciding to move out of state because their tax rate's too high. You know, we've clearly got issues, and they're looking for ways to take more of your money. And what we're really talking about right now is sitting down with some professionals and figuring out a strategy to defend you against these new issues.
One of the concepts that I love is the idea of you can have voluntary philanthropy or involuntary philanthropy. So voluntary philanthropy is giving it to charities of your choice, the ones that you love, the ones that you've been committed to your entire life. Or you can have involuntary philanthropy, which is essentially give it to the government.
That's right. It's coming. I mean, that whole thing about death and taxes, let's just think about that for a second. We all have to face that. So when you can either set up a system where you can be prepared for the inevitable, keeping more of your money that you've worked for. Because, man, I got to tell you, you know, it wasn't long ago before I got a call from the IRS and they said, David, you owe us an additional $20,000. And I said, whoa, wait a second. First of all, I don't like the fact that the IRS is calling me anyway. Let me take a look at my return, figure this thing out. So, you know, I called my tax advisor. We figured it out. We called him back. And, you know, essentially, I ended up paying them their pound of flesh, the additional $20,000. But I got to tell you, it really fixed the problem. They went away. The thing is they don't know who you are. They just know that you don't fit in that little box of where they've got you. And so if you get out of their way, you're never going to have these kind of issues. And that's exactly why we're sitting here talking with David Brenner, so you can protect your assets and you can keep your money. And Rich Gaines is here to talk about creating generational wealth.
Making sure you're not in that box, making sure that everything you do is to keep the government off your back.
I'm telling you, these guys are after you.
It's pretty irritating when you work all your life, and then what happens when you're gone? You got to give more of it back to the government, and you have less for your heirs. I mean, what kind of benefit is that? And so the idea of what are the opportunities and possibilities inside your own family to keep it for yourself, for your generations, and what you can do with that money?
Well, yeah, I believe utilizing and working within the system is one of the items we can bring to the table. And really, I think what you do with a concierge is you're not necessarily just picking stocks. You're out there bringing these professionals together to create a plan that's best for your client.
Well, and a big part of that, especially in the discussion of the tax environment, is pension plan design. Small business owners, self-employed individuals are very fortunate that the government actually does encourage you to put money away on a pre-tax basis. And nowadays, everybody talks about 401ks. And for many people, they've been a blessing.
201ks
after 2008. but for a small business owner, there's a lot of alternatives to this standalone, straightforward 401k plan that can either allow you to put additional funds away or to contribute more for older employees because they're closer to retirement. So we've found in many cases that the business owners spend more time focusing on the investments in the 401k than they do focusing on how to really design and structure the pension plan to maximize the tax deferral. That's just another example of where the emphasis has to be in the planning process is not on the investments, but in the strategy behind it.
Also, when we're talking about planning, these benefits that you're talking about can be lifted. They can be changed. You know, the government looks at ways constantly to try to figure out how they can get more cash.
Yeah, as we talked earlier, there was a long period where pension law and tax law changes were very static and very stable. And now, since pretty much the Reagan era, the first tax reform of 86, we've seen pension law and income tax planning change every year, every 2 years. And it makes it really difficult to do planning.
We are on with Dave Brenner and Associates, and Rich Gaines, the helpline, 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. When we come back, we're going to get one more example of a financial concierge and then swing over to Rich Gaines and talk about his guide to building generational wealth. All when we come back. Welcome back. 1700 AM ESPN. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Big Mac David McKelvin,
and myself, Ryan White, in studio. Dave Brenner, DM Brenner and Associates, registered investment advisor and all-around guru, I guess, financial concierge here. Also, Rich Gaines.
Who doesn't want a name like that?
Yeah,
Rich Gaines.
Rich Gaines. He's got a book out, My Family Treasure, Preserving the Story, History, and Facts of My Family. We're going to get to him in just a second. Just before the break, we were talking about as financial concierge, and you were giving us some examples of what that means and how you're able to step out of the box of simply picking a stock. But I would think that retirement planning is going to be a crucial thing for most of these people. What you got over there?
you know, the aging of the baby boomers and all the demographic shifts, you know, there's been a large shift from asset accumulation to income. Had a client who worked for a large Fortune 500 company for many years, very successful, and they were downsizing. He got an early retirement option. Now, while he was working for them, there was very little that I could do for him. I helped him allocate his 401k appropriately, talked to him about some insurance issues. He got this offer from them, and we had to sit down over the course of several weeks and go through all the different scenarios that, that were available to him in terms of deferral on the retirement plan or taking it immediately, what to take now, what to take then. And by going through that and doing some pre-planning, he was able to maximize retirement income when he does finally retire to a level that he didn't think was possible. And it actually turned out that he didn't have to go on working for another company if he didn't want to by how we designed this strategy. So it's really important to do the pre-planning rather than coming in after the fact and trying to do something.
So you were able to give this guy his retirement.
He was able to retire sooner than he thought by choosing the right options on this whole bundle of paperwork that he had gotten.
That's spectacular. We're here on the line with Dave Brenner, Dave Brenner & Associates, registered investment advisor, talking about what it's like to be a financial concierge. Sounds like you've got some great ideas out there. Looking forward to talking to you a little bit more about that.
Yeah, you know, I got to say that when it's talking about financial planning, we're talking about generational wealth, we're talking about protecting your legacy. You know, we're here with Rich Gaines. I got to say, you know, we touched on it a little bit earlier. What a great name. I mean, Rich Gaines, right? I mean, not only that, but you have twin daughters.
Well, so my name's Rich Gaines, and I'm a tax attorney, and we have twins, actually boy and girl twins, and they were born on April 15th.
Absolutely. Couldn't nail it more than that, right?
We call that the trifecta, the universe giving me the clarity of what I was supposed to be doing in life.
So with that said, was the trip to the hospital, is that a deduction?
All of that was a deduction. Yeah, we had two in 1 year. It was kind of nice. And we got a lot of credits from that. Yeah,
it's kind of nice. So you were given that name, Rich Gaines, right?
I was, yes. Yeah, true. It's my true name.
Because, you know, Ryan here has been often called Conan O'Brien, right? Conan.
He looks like it, yeah.
And Rhino is your nickname, right? We're actually thinking about changing his name to Al C. Tuit for purposes of getting more business, right, Ryan?
Well, this is news to me, but I certainly have been called Conan before.
Well, see, there is a lot of things going on right now in the wills, trust, and estate planning industry, and Rich Gaines is really on the cutting edge. I got to say that I really like this guy. I've been to the office a number of times, and you know, one of the things that I touched on earlier, and I just really want to put it out there, is that really the government is after your cash, and they want your money. And they are not on your team. And what we're really talking about here is strategizing with professionals so that you can be better prepared for situations that may come up in life that may cost you money.
Absolutely. You know, we look at this area and we say that there's so many concepts and there's so many meanings to words, especially in the legal arena. And so a lot of times we're faced with the question of people saying, well, why don't I just go on the internet and do it myself? And our response to that is that the problem is if you're not trained in the meaning of the words, if you're not trained in what the concepts really mean, then you do yourself a disservice and it could substantially increase the risk of something going wrong. So just as Dave was talking about getting the right financial advisors, putting your team together, having a good collaboration so that we can make sure that your money is protected, you can build that wealth for generations. What that means to you, to be able to build wealth for generations and not just give it to the government, not have it wasted away on ungrateful children possibly, maybe family dissension. You know, how can we resolve those kinds of questions? And so that's, you know, the cutting edge work that we're doing in the professional arenas.
Well, speaking of cutting edge, you know, one of the things that we talked about was really getting the family together. I mean, imagine if you held a meeting with the family and to discuss the strategy of transferring some of the wealth within the family and pre-agreeing rather than just simply putting it together, throwing it on the shelf and waiting for that inevitable day when we all get one of those days where you pass on and then you brush it off and you just hope that everything is in order. This isn't the strategy you guys are employing. You're employing the strategy of getting people together and really game planning this deal.
Absolutely. Having the family getting together to plan for their wealth. What we see a lot is what we call the vertical structure, which you mentioned, which is where people get a transaction, they get their plan, they stick it on a shelf, they pass away, it goes to their kids. They have no idea what's going on inside the family. The kids then grow up, maybe they build some wealth, they give it to their kids, and nothing ever happens, and the cycle repeats itself over and over again. But the benefit of doing the planning ahead of time, where we really look at the vision of the family as a family, what does the family want to accomplish in its purpose, and having those family meetings together to understand their roles and responsibilities and what they really want to do for themselves as a family is extremely powerful and gives us tremendous opportunities to build that wealth and keep it inside the family for the family's benefit.
Well, you know, we talked a little bit earlier. You're aligning with Ken Druck. You're collaborating with Ken Druck because you commonly do these learning workshops.
Yes, they're called experiential learning workshops. It's just extremely exciting for me, and I'm very passionate about it because it gives us an opportunity to completely change the environment and how people receive information. Most of the time you go to a workshop, you get what we call the podium person, where you sit down and the guy's talking and lecturing and all you do is fall asleep. Well, in an experiential learning environment, what we're doing is we're doing exercises, we're interactive, we're having fun. We even play games, and in the games, the lessons are being learned from you, from your background, from your culture, from your environment, your experiences, as opposed to the podium person just telling you the way life is.
Listen, when we come back, we're going to talk more about this learning workshop that you've got going on, as well as dive into some of these mistakes that people must not make when it comes to generational wealth. And that, you know, when we come back, that's what we're going to talk about. Radio Hour, we are on the line with David Brenner and Associates, registered investment advisor, and Rich Gaines with Legacy Legal. And Rich, we're really diving in right now. When we left for the break, we talked about the 7 steps to building generational wealth, the 9 rules to building generational wealth, the 7 habits to building generational wealth, the 3 mistakes you must not make, the 7 reasons to take action now, the 5 things to know, the 5 questions you've got to ask. I mean, that's a lot. There's a lot of content there. We didn't go over all those things. We don't have time to do that. But we're going to dive into those 3 mistakes you must not make.
Excellent. We call that our guide to building generational wealth, all these different things that are in there, the steps, the rules, the habits, and in each one we've created an action guide that we have available for people. So the 3 mistakes, the first mistake we'd like to call the superhero, and the superhero is the person that gets no plan because they are the superhero and they're strong and they can do it, they can leave it for later because they're not going to die. And so the problem with the superhero is that, most people we found like to control the decisions that they make in life and control what happens to their property. And when they don't make a plan, when people don't make a plan, which is one of the biggest mistakes that we see, people don't get to decide what happens with their property, and they don't get to control the decisions. And the state of California, if you live in California or whatever state you're in, is going to make those decisions for you. So we like to kid around a little bit, and we like to say that when the state of California determines who gets your property could go to your cousin Vinny, who might be in jail. And when your property goes to your cousin Vinny, you roll over in your grave. And when you roll over in your grave, earthquakes happen. And when earthquakes happen, people and property get damaged and destroyed. So don't roll over in your grave. Get a plan. So the second common mistake that we find with the estate planning area is what we call the smarty pants. And the smarty pants is the person that thinks they can do it themselves. And so the example I like to provide is when you put in your W-2 from your wages into the computer, it's pretty clear that you're going to get an answer that's correct. But in the estate planning arena, there's so many concepts and words have meaning. And the benefit of the training that we have as lawyers and as attorneys and the experience and the knowledge that we accumulate is that we understand the meaning of the words, we understand the context of how those words are being used, and when people don't understand that context, they can make a mistake in their planning, which can cost them dearly. We had a client that was in that situation. I know we don't have a lot of time, so I don't want to get into all the details of that, but that was a situation that came up where there was one word in the document that they did not understand, and because of that, it changed the entire plan that they thought they had in place, and so we fixed that for them. And the third common mistake that people make is what we call the ostrich. So the ostrich goes about, does their thing, They put their plan in place, and then they stick their head in the sand, and they don't do anything with it.
They put that trust on the shelf.
Exactly. They put the trust on the shelf. They don't do anything with it. And so what happens is when a parent gets older, parent passes away, it's no wonder that the families are ripped apart. The brothers and sisters stop talking, and money that should be invested in the family is wasted on the frivolous lawsuits, ungrateful children, possibly substance abuse and worse.
And so it sounds like your guide is a solution to this.
Absolutely. With this guide, following the different steps and rules and habits, you can make sure that you have generational wealth built up for your family. One of the benefits of having that generational wealth inside the family, we like to say, imagine if your child didn't have a mortgage on their home because there was wealth built up inside the family. Imagine what would happen if that child, what kind of risks could they take in life? What kind of businesses could they form? Because they could never get kicked out of their home because there is no mortgage on the home. And you guys being in real estate, I mean, think how powerful that would be for your clients where the children are receiving these kind of benefits. Imagine if we didn't have to rely so much on credit cards and 20%, 25% interest that people are paying.
I know we're getting into some detail here. I mean, you've actually got a book on this, the Generations book. If you go to Amazon, you can find this thing for $24.95. But what we're talking about right now is calling in, because you've got this new seminar coming up with Ken Druck on May 4th between 9 and 3. Now, is that a free seminar?
No, we're going to be charging for that. Our price point, we haven't quite decided, but our price point is going to be roughly around $247 per person. And if you register early, there'll be a discount on that. The title of the workshop, again, we're working through this, but we think it's going to be something in the nature of leaving
only footprints, something like that.
Mm-hmm. A legacy of caring. And so the dynamic of the workshop is that you're going to come out of that workshop with an action plan for your family. You're going to come out with cutting edge insights in really how to have those family meetings and what to do to create that plan so that you can have that generational wealth and those dreams that you always wanted.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got this seminar coming up May 4th between 9 and 3. And how is it that someone gets this guide, these 7 steps to building generational wealth, these 9 rules to building generational wealth? How would you get one of those copies of that?
Well, there's two ways. One is to visit our website, www.familylegacylegal.com, and the other is simply to email us at rich@familylegacylegal.com or give us a call, 760-931-9923.
Also, our hotline here is 888-551-2593. If you've got questions for David Brenner, which is the registered investor advisor, or questions about Legacy Legal and Rich Gaines and this new seminar he's got coming up with Ken Druck. Also, you know, if you want to get a copy of this action guide,
888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. Give us a call. Leave a message. Obviously, we're on the air right now, not answering the phone, and we will make sure we email you a copy to the guide to building generational wealth.
One of the things I wanted to touch base is that you've got this College for Kids free program. Right, I mean, your kids turn 18, they're legally adults, you don't have the authority that you normally have over some of the situations they may get themselves into. You're talking about preparing so that if something happens while they're away for college, that you've got like powers of attorney and things like that. This is also a program that you offer.
That's exactly right. I love this program. It's our give back to the community. As we talked about, we have twins. They're going to be 21 in about a month and a half or so, April 15th. And what happened is we realized that, yeah, kids are 18, and so they are of adults. And most people, when they do estate plans with us, they get a power of attorney for health care and a power of attorney for financial matters so that if something goes wrong, they have somebody that can help them out. Well, when kids turn 18 and they go off to college, God forbid they have an accident in college. So we want to do those documents for free for them. Oh, okay, a little more time. So So we do the power of attorney for healthcare and the power of attorney for financial matters at no charge for the college kids. And we have that experience. Our daughter had a little surgery. She's at University of Arizona in Arizona. And because we had that power, we were able to call the physicians, talk to them, and make sure we had the right result.
We're on the line right now with Rich Gaines with Legacy Legal, which is uniting family visions to create generational wealth. We've got a lot of material to go over here. We're not going to get to all of it. We talked a little bit about College for Kids free program, setting things up for the kids when they're over 18. We talked about the learning workshop, and we had David Brenner on talking about financial investing and the markets and what people are doing and how things are changing these days in the financial world. So, you know, if you've got questions about anything we've talked about today, give us a call. Our helpline is 888-551-2593. Again, that's the number, 888-551-2593. I'm David McKelveen.
And I'm Ryan White. And talk to you next week.